Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting with reports of internal clashes among his team and widespread speculation about who will be part of his cabinet. U.S. President Donald Trump said on Twitter late Tuesday that the week-old process of transferring power from President Barack Obama's administration to his is going fine. Trump wrote, "He is the only one who knows who are the finalists." Aides are signaling that former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani could be named Secretary of State. U.S. media reports say that retired Army General Michael Flynn, once the head of the U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency, is a possible pick as National Security Advisor. Signs of the long, divisive presidential contest that nearly tore apart the Republican Party were nowhere to be seen on Capitol Hill on Tuesday. Republican members of the House of Representatives easily re-nominated Paul Ryan to be Speaker of the House.
"This leadership team is unified. This entire House Republican Conference is unified. And we are so eager to get to work with our new president-elect to fix America's pressing problems."
As Republicans presented a united front, House Democrats met just down the hall with decisions on leadership roles delayed until Thursday. President Barack Obama began his final day in Greece Wednesday with a tour of the Acropolis, the nation's most famous ancient monument, before later delivering a speech to the Greek people. On Tuesday, Mr. Obama was assuring America's European allies that the U.S. will retain its commitment to NATO under the presidency of Donald Trump. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. and South Korea are continuing to prioritize efforts to prosecute North Korea for alleged widespread human rights violations, despite shifting political landscapes in both countries that could minimize support for the issue. On Wednesday, the new United Nations Special Representative for North Korean Human Rights met with South Korea's foreign minister in Seoul to discuss plans to again bring a resolution before the United Nations Security Council next month to refer North Korea to the International Criminal Court for crimes against humanity. The resolution was first passed in 2014 by the General Assembly, but has stalled in the Security Council, where the North's allies, China and Russia, would likely veto the measure if brought to a vote. Afghan officials say a suicide bomber on foot struck a government vehicle in Kabul Wednesday, killing at least four people and wounding 11 others in the latest attack in the Afghan capital. No insurgent group has so far claimed responsibility for the bombing, which comes as the Taliban are intensifying nationwide attacks on the Western-backed government. The assault underscores rising insecurity in Afghanistan, nearly 2 years after U.S.-led NATO forces formally ended their combat operations. More than 50 cities across the U.S. joined forces in opposition to the Dakota Pipeline Project on Tuesday. The protests come a day after the U.S. government delayed granting an easement for the construction in the state of North Dakota.
Demonstrators in New York are protesting against the construction of a controversial pipeline they say could pollute water supplies and destroy sacred historical sites. The $3.7 billion project, known as the Dakota Access Pipeline, has drawn steady opposition across the country. The companies behind the project have asked a U.S. court to intervene and stop political involvement. They say the pipeline is almost complete and will be a safer and more efficient way to transport oil from North Dakota to the U.S. Gulf Coast. Delays so far have cost them more than $100 million.
That was Natasha Howitt reporting. A United Nations committee has approved a draft resolution condemning Russia's occupation of Crimea and reiterating that it does not accept Russian annexation from Ukraine. It is expected to pass in the full U.N. General Assembly next month. The text calls on Russia to uphold its international obligations as an occupying power, to take all steps necessary to immediately end abuses against residents in Crimea, to immediately release all those who were unlawfully detained, and do not interfere with human rights monitoring missions and workers. In Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Broadcast.